What about a guy you had in Oakland, Jacoby Ford? We know he's a explosive return man, but he's turned some heads out here with his speed and his route running himself.
I wouldn't say he's picked up where he left off from when I left him, but he's on his way back. And I see flashes of it. Hope to see it continue in training camp.
How about a guy like David Nelson, who came in here last year and you took him under your wing and he performs right off the bat for you, because it's kind of tough circumstances coming in basically a quarter way through the season.
Right. I mean, he came in on a Wednesday and he started on Monday Night Football basically and made some big catches. And then we don't win the home New England game without the big catch he made. So he's been great. And to get to him for the offseason, you see what he can really do. Again, he will show what he can do when pads come on.
What are you most looking forward to as we take the next step and head to Cortland for training camp?
Just seeing everyone step up and seeing what they really are. Right now you have an image on air and, you know, kind of in the nice setting of OTAs. But when it gets grimy, who rises to the top?
And speaking of rising to the top, lastly, I just want to ask about the quarterback position, specifically Geno Smith. A lot of the guys are talking about how you see him taking more command out there. How has he been helping your group?
He tries very hard to stay on the same page with the receiver. So if there's a miscommunication or a route that he has a question on, they talk as a group now. Hey, what did you see? This is what I saw. This is what I saw from quarterback's perspective. And he really relays that to receivers so they can see it through his eyes. And that's a big step.